It's Belinda. This is a rebroadcast of Atlanta Living, but be sure to join us live next Saturday from the Atlanta Home Show at the Cobb Galleria on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're playing restaurant matchmaking this hour with my buddy David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net, taking your calls at 404-872-0750. Now, we have a lot of people holding, so let's go back to the phone lines. And I don't see a name on this one, but we'll go to him.
Okay.
Hey, sweetheart, you're on Atlanta Living. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Hey, what's your name?
You know, this
oh my
this
God,
all woman hero thing, that could be problematic. I mean, there are certain times of the month you don't want an emergency.
We're talking restaurants here. Is there something we can help you with?
I am the anti Danzig. I am waiting right now at my favorite restaurant. In fact, Donna just texted me that the food is on the table. I'm sitting out front in a rocking chair, so where am I?
Oh, no.
You are Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
Damn right I am.
Oh.
And it beats the absolute dog Obama out of most of these places that Danzig drools over.
Folks, Neil. We have Neil Bortz on the line at Cracker Barrel.
I mean, if that isn't a visual right there.
I know. Let me guess what you're going to order. Chicken fried steak.
No.
Green beans.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
No.
And you're going to get some type of dessert.
No.
That's
hamburger,
not a
steak, corn, carrots, and green beans.
Okay.
Wow.
No dessert.
Wow.
And you're going to get coffee to drink.
Iced tea, unsweet.
Oh, my God.
Dang,
gosh.
I only got green beans
up,
out of the whole
brat.
Thing.
What?
Did you just say shut
Stop
up, you little
harassing.
Brat?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, Lord.
And I tell you what, this is the one call that will get the mouths watering in your listening audience. Not that frou-frou stuff where they bring you the plate the size of a hubcap with a tablespoon of food in the middle of it.
Will you take a picture, please? Will you at least honor me in that way? Take a picture, tweet it, and put my handle on it so I can, you know, maybe get some of your followers, please?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you and let you tweet it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay.
I'll put that out.
I'm going in to do that right now.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
We're traveling on the Bortz bus.
Tomorrow
we check into Disney and we have no set date to leave.
Well, I can be down there by Wednesday to play with you.
Really? Where the hell are you going to stay?
Well, I thought you had an extra room in that Bortz bus.
The Bortz bus sleeps too.
Don't you have a sofa?
You can sleep in the toad,
well, that's
Belinda.
My granddaughter.
Dang, I know where I place.
Hey, Neil, I've got a great gluten-free place. When you get back to Atlanta, it's in Buckhead. It's called Karma Farm. So when you get back,
you know,
this is great for you.
But do you know that I actually do not have any plans the remainder of this year to be back in Atlanta?
Oh, Cracker Barrel's going to be crying, I guess.
I know.
Well, we're going to be at Disney over Thanksgiving week, too, and the family's coming down here, so.
Well, yeah, that hurts.
Which would you choose? Okay, I got to go sit down.
Okay, well, I'm glad you graced us with a phone call. Makes my day and my show.
Send me that beautiful Cracker Barrel configuration, whatever you're ordering there, please.
Yeah, this phone call just took Belinda and switched her from parking lights to headlights.
Only you and I know what that means.
Okay.
Oh, okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, when I see that no name's up there, I should beware next
that's
time.
Like, it's like on your iPhone when you just don't know the number. Don't take the call.
Don't take the
you
call.
Know. Yeah.
It's either a telemarketer or Neil Bortz.
Or Neil Bortz, exactly.
Okay, a Cracker Barrel. Okay, people, don't call us with your Cracker Barrel stories. Okay, Dorothy in Lawrenceville, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
Great.
I had called because I heard a gentleman say that he was looking for New York-style Chinese food, and
yes.
He's from Lawrenceville.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we're from Cape Cod originally.
Okay. You're a Yankee.
I am.
Yeah.
And of course, up there, a lot of Chinese food we had was New York. We found the closest New York Chinese food that we have found down here.
Yeah.
Is a place called Peking Cafe.
Okay.
And it's actually in Lawrenceville.
Okay. In Dacula? Dacula?
Nope, it's in Lawrenceville.
Dacula. In Lawrenceville. Okay.
In Lawrenceville.
Got it.
It is on Highway 29.
I see it. Yep. And that's legit.
It's a little mom and pop shop.
Okay.
But we love their, it's normal fried rice, or at least what we're used to up north. And they do have the spare ribs, but I don't eat the spare ribs. I'm not a spare rib person, but my husband is. And he says they are like back home too.
Okay. So God, see, this is great. This is so.
Try that.
That is great. All right. I'm going to put this up at bitesinsights.net on my website. So Peking Cafe in Lawrenceville, their website is not, it's not the most robust user experience, but it'll get you there.
They're focusing on their ribs.
Their ribs, exactly. Okay.
So,
okay, Miss Dorothy.
Pass that along.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call in and for listening.
No problem. Have a nice day.
You too, bye-bye. Sweetheart. All right. See, I love it when the community comes together.
I know. We're crowdsourcing joy right here. That's what Atlanta Living is all about.
That is. Okay, back to the phone lines we go. We'd love to hear from you. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you have a particular food that you're looking for that you can't find, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you have a restaurant that is a diamond in the rough that's not getting a lot of publicity, that is special to you, we'd love for you to share it with us. And that number is 404-872-0750. Let's go to the phone lines and speak with Allison in Hampton. Allison, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited about talking with you all.
Hey,
oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
Well, I just want to tell you all about a place down here in Henry County.
Okay.
I'm south of Atlanta, about 30 minutes. It's the best restaurant I've ever eaten at, and that's
Whoa.
Saying a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Hit us.
And I just can't believe it's where I live. But it's a little tiny restaurant right off of the square of McDonough.
Okay.
And it is called Pasta Max, M-A-X. And everything is homemade. The chef there. Of course, I don't recall his name right now, but he went to a very prestigious culinary school up north, and I guess that's where he learned how to, you know, make all his homemade pasta and all his homemade everything. And so when you go in, it's very authentic. And I didn't know I would like authentic Italian food, but boy, do I.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always something special on the menu. Each week there's specials, and he'll get in swordfish or mahi-mahi, and that's what my husband always goes for, is all the good seafood.
Yeah, I see it here. Pasta Max Cafe. Douglas,
yes.
His last name is Zitz, Z-I-T-Z.
Yes.
And he's
yes.
CIA. He's Culinary Institute of America. That's the real deal. That's kind
it's
of Harvard.
The real deal.
That sounds amazing. If he's a pasta expert, I mean, that's worth its weight in gold right there.
And just imagine going into a restaurant and normally you get just regular desserts. You know, after you eat, and it's so delicious, and you have the garlic bread and the dipping butter, you know, and the dripping butter, mm-hmm. and it's just all so delicious. But then he has a dessert called Strawberry Savillon, and I'm not sure I'm saying it correctly, but it's all this homemade cream with a little bit of chocolate drizzled over strawberries, and that's my favorite dessert. I just can't believe how good it is.
Wow. I would have never come across. This is great. So Douglas Zitz at Pasta Max Cafe.
And right off the square.
In McDonough. And I just put this up on my website at bitesinsights.net, B-I-T-E-S, letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net.
Yes.
And thanks for sharing that. I've got a great list that's coming together.
Yeah.
Of my little field trips.
It's your playlist.
Yeah.
It is. And it's in a charming little brick, very old, antique, little tiny place. And so it's very, you know, you come in and it's very charming. It's very charming.
Great tip.
Well, thank you, Allison. Thanks for taking the time
welcome.
To let us know, sweetheart,
yeah, thanks,
and for
Allison.
Listening to the show.
Okay, bye.
You know, this is such a cool trend. I went to a place that reminds me of what she's describing. They don't specialize in Italian, but out in Winder, mm-hmm. I talked about, which is Bistro Off Broad. It's in an old, like the oldest building that's still yes. standing in Winder. It's an old brick building. They refurbished mm-hmm. it. A great chef, Alex, and they just put out this incredible food way out, you know, from
yeah.
the perimeter of, you know, Atlanta. So this is such a neat segment we're doing, I think, that's really turn us on to some great places. So
I know.
Pasta Max Cafe.
What a fun segment. Okay.
I also just tweeted the link. So if you go to my Twitter handle is Bites and Sites as mm-hmm. well. There's a link there too. So we got all this up for you.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. 18 minutes after 2 o'clock, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's not the final segment. No. We're going till 3. We've got plenty of time to get all these people in, and you wouldn't believe what they have up their sleeve. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we're having an absolute blast. When Neil Bortz calls in and describes his dinner from Cracker Barrel, you know you're doing something right.
And harasses poor young those poor kids at the Naples Cracker Barrel, wherever he is. He always makes fun of me because I take pictures of my food all the time. He did send me his Cracker Barrel plate, which I have tweeted. So if you check my Twitter account is at Bites and Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S. You will see Neil's humble vegetable and what does he just get? A hamburger?
Like
a
hamburger steak.
Hamburger steak.
It looks good, but his corn juice is running into his meat.
That's like a cardinal sin for you, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't like my juices from my other vegetables running into my other stuff. You know, it needs to be compartmentalized.
I'm just glad Neil's not on the air to...
I know.
Just to provide more color commentary for what you just said. So let's just,
okay.
let's just go on.
Okie dokie. Back to the phone lines we go. 404-872-0750. And we have Mike in Atlanta. Mike, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
Good.
Hey, Mike.
I am looking. Bennigan's used to sell this, but Bennigan's are gone.
Yeah,
I'm looking
Bennigan's.
For a Monte Cristo, if you know what that is.
I do know what that is. That is a great, great sandwich. It's a gluttonous and just spectacular, but they're not easy to find. They're not, you know, a good one's not easy to make. The place I'd recommend is located in the Inman Park neighborhood that's just booming. It's on fire. It's right next to the Beltline over there. It is right. called, there's a restaurant called Bread and Butterfly that's magnificent. And then they have a adjoining bake shop called Proof Bake Shop. And right. These are the geniuses from Cakes and Ale, which is one of the all-time legendary restaurants from downtown Decatur, which sadly closed. But Proof Bake Shop has a Monte Cristo on the menu. It's one of the only places in Atlanta that does, and everything they do is absolutely spectacular. Christiane Lauterbach, who's, you know, from Atlanta Magazine, sings their praises all day long. So, and she's French, she knows what she's talking about. So they do a Monte Cristo, turkey, ham, Swiss, it's on brioche, powdered sugar, raspberry jam. You got the sweet and the savory. And then you fry it up.
Good.
You fry it up in a pan, and it is all good.
Yep. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll put that up on. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I said, y'all have a great day. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you got it. I'll put that up on bitesandsites.net.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Enjoy that. So that's weird that you can only find it in one. Well, there were other places you found, but it wasn't a staple, an everyday staple.
It's not an everyday staple. I know the Vortex has had a Monte Cristo. They just like putting gluttonous items
they
on.
Do.
Have you ever been
they
to the
do.
Vortex?
Yeah.
It's just heart attack inducing burgers and sandwiches. And then a few other places I've seen it on the menu, but it doesn't stay. But Proof Bake Shop and Cakes and Ale. Bread and Butterfly. That seems to be a mainstay for them.
Okay. It is 28 minutes after 2 o'clock. We're going to get ready for a break. And when we come back, it'll be our last half hour. So jump on the phone lines if you want to talk to us. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. After me is Monica Perez. So stay tuned. Lots coming your way this afternoon on WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we're playing a little restaurant matchmaking here with my buddy David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. You hear him weekly on my show with Breaking Chews.
That's right.
And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And what we're doing is maybe you have, you want the best spaghetti that you've ever eaten and you can't find it. Well, we'll help you find that. Or you want the best crab legs ever and you can't find them. We'll help you find those. Those just happen to be at Jimmy's, by the way. Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes.
Yes, I know. Yep,
okay.
Absolutely.
That's what we're doing here, and we've got a little sidebar going on. If you have a great restaurant in your neighborhood or that you know of that's not getting a lot of press, I mean, it's maybe too small to make it into the newspapers or magazines, and it's not being rated by Zagat, and you want to give it a little press, we'd love to hear about it here on Atlanta Living. So give us a call, 404-872-0750. Just like Diane in Lilburn has done. Diane, you're on WSB.
Hi, Belinda.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, hello.
Girl, I have been listening and been in love with you since the early days with Neil Bortz.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what.
I have to tell you, honey.
What?
I grieved with you when we lost Marshall.
Oh, honey, I still grieve every day.
Me too.
I'm sure you do. And I agree with you with no dogs in the house.
Well, wait a minute. I've caved on that, Diane.
She looks like she's been shredded. She looks like Belinda looks like a julienne salad because of her puppy dog showing its affection.
And I'm so glad about your closets being all cleaned up. Honey, you don't know this, but I've been one of your best friends.
I tell you what. Listen, when I finish with you, I'm putting you on hold, Diane, and I'm going to send you something special in the mail.
Oh, how precious. Now, here, I was fixing it. I listened to you. I know you, girl. I know you. And I really do. I swear I do.
You do.
I have related to you so many, many. I have two sons. And anyway, Belinda.
God bless you.
I was born and raised in Louisiana, okay?
I hear that.
And I was going to call, and then this someone, I think it was a man, called in about his anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got married in 1974, and he wanted to take his wife to a place for good food, blah, 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 blah. I don't think they specified French, you know, Louisiana food. And then y'all talked about Kinnon's, Louisiana.
McKinnon's. Right. McKinnon's. M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N. McKinnon's, Louisiana. It's in Buckhead.
It's in Buckhead. I didn't write that down, and I'm going to have to do that. Okay, Buckhead.
Yes. I spent 4 years in New Orleans, and I was I went to Tulane, and I can vouch for McKinnon's. It's like a Galatoire's, you know. It's classic and it's classy and it's just a great place.
I have a hard time finding the kind of food that I grew up eating unless I'm in Louisiana. I don't eat steak. I just don't.
Okay.
Anyway, and y'all were talking about the really good steaks at McKinnon's, Louisiana.
Yep.
And I've heard of that place because I've been in Atlanta since 1967.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have really seen this city grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and all the restaurants that I used to go to are not there anymore, so I listen to y'all. Anyway, I'm looking for good gumbos,
okay,
shrimp creole, jambalaya, chicken fricassee. I'm looking for that kind of food.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it's not readily available in town, but there's some really good. So, just on the gumbo front, do you kind of like it real casual? Like, give me
either way.
So I love. So I love a good gum.
I'm happy in blue jeans, and I'm happy dressing up.
Okay. So there's a great place. It's Atlanta classic. It's called Ray's on the River.
Yeah, I've been there.
They do a. I love their gumbo. I think their roux is perfect. It's a little spicy for me. That's about makes me feel like I'm, you know, at Commander's Palace in New Orleans. So Ray's on the River has a great gumbo. There's a seafood place on the west side called The Optimist. And it's not a New Orleans-inspired place. It's more of a seafood place, but they do a great gumbo. And then if you know, there's a place on Buford Highway called the Crawfish Shack.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that is very authentic. That's great gumbo and jambalaya. It's super casual, but that's kind of where I go scratch that itch when I feel like I just, you know, just got to have... Tasted like I'm back in college.
Have you ever been to the Big Easy?
It's on Buford Highway.
Yes, ma'am. It's called the Crawfish Shack.
My God, I used to go crawfishing, and Crawfish Shack.
Yes.
On Buford Highway.
Yeah.
Well, what McKinnon's? I'd love to go there. I liked what y'all were saying about the place, the decor, the ambiance.
Oh, yeah.
It's old school, but it's like Galatoire's. It's nice.
I am old school, for sure.
You'll love it, Diane.
I'm proud of it. And when people had manners. And McKinnon's, Louisiana. And
yes.
The man, and you're greeted at the door with the gentleman.
Oh, yes.
With the bow tie.
Yes, yes. It's a very classic classic restaurant experience with the maitre d', and you're in great hands there.
Tell them Belinda and David sent you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Belinda, honey, and I wish I had known about. I'm sorry you had to go through a divorce because I've been there also.
Yes.
But when I went through it, attorneys did not advertise on the radio.
Right. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't, baby. And I was totally lost. And I have heard you, you know, advertise for the people who helped you out. And I thought, I wish to God. I am your parents' age, Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ahead of you. But I have really, I adopted you a long time ago. And, Optimist, Ray's on the River with the gumbo.
Yes, and the Crawfish Shack. I'm going to put these up at my website, Diane. It's bitesnsites.net.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yep.
I've listened to you all day. Always listen to
Belinda. I'm going
to
put up these links. Just give it a minute to load up, but I'm putting them in right now. And get your gumbo on.
Okay, Diane, don't hang up because you're my new best friend.
Honey, I am Catholic, of course, from Louisiana. And I was, thank God I was born Catholic, because I might not be if I had not been. All right, born that way. And every Saturday afternoon, I go to church on Saturdays afternoons. And every Saturday, I'm putting on my makeup and trying to get dressed, and I'm listening to you.
Oh.
And you're doing great, girl. You keep it up.
Thank you, sweetheart. You hold on. You're going to get something special in the mail. I don't know what. But you're going to get something special.
We'll go fish some fair tax books and stuff. We got a whole pile of that.
I may take her to McKinnon's.
Let's do that. She should have her own show, the Diane Show. She's awesome.
She is awesome.
Dang, she's good.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines and speak with, I think it's Ken in Peachtree City. Ken, you're on WSB. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for the call.
Sorry you have to follow Diane.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm from Buffalo, New York, and every once in a while I get a Jones for some Buffalo hot wings and beef on a weck roll. And I found this place in Thomas Crossroads, Sharpsburg, Georgia. It's called Duff's.
Okay.
Duff's. And the guy was a Buffalo Bills fan, and he used to go up there and go to this little place near Hamburg, New York, near Rich Stadium, what it used to be. And he got with the owner and franchised and brought it down here, and it's spot on Buffalo hot wings and Buffalo food. So
Duff's famous wings.
The beef on a whack, and I couldn't find it anywhere. But they have it shipped down here. They have the Weck Roll shipped down here from Buffalo, New York, and wow. It's very authentic.
Wow. Yeah, Duff's Famous Wings in Sharpsburg.
Yep.
That is cool.
Now, what are you saying, a wax roll?
Weck. W-E-C-K. It's a Western New York staple.
Okay.
That's a great tip. Yeah, this place looks really cool.
Excellent. Uh-huh.
Since 1969.
And the just like they are it's a good place.
Cool. Thanks for that
Excellent.
Tip.
Excellent. Well, thanks for letting us in on your little secret.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Have a great day, Ken.
As well.
Okay, it's 46 minutes after 2 o'clock. All these items that the listeners have let us in on will be up on David's website, and that's Bites, the letter N, Sites.
S-I-T-E-S.
S-I-T-E-S dot net.
Correct.
And so give him just a moment. He's will this be up before or after your Monster Jam?
It's up now. You know, there just maybe that there may be a little lag as I'm putting it into the website, but it's up. It's right on the front page. It says restaurant matchmaking and click there. I also have a little link to Fudo, which is the incredible Japanese place that catered our lovely show today.
I'm still full. Go for the dynamite shrimp. I love that. Oh, and the Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
Okay, those were a must.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take our final break, and then we'll be back right after this.
For Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thanks for joining us for our final segment of Atlanta Living. I want to thank Rachel for keeping us on the air, DeMarco for a great job in screening the phone calls, David with the website bitesandsites.net for joining us and great advice that you're giving.
Thank you.
Everything that you have heard today will be up on his website, Bites, the letter N, Sites, S-I-T-E-S dot net. You can get all those great restaurants that were mentioned up on bitesinsights.net. Okay, the way we're going to do this, because we want to get as many on the air as possible, so let's go quickly through the phone lines and go with, let's see, is this Gary? That's not Gary. Is this Gary? Gary, you're in Lawrenceville. Let's try to go as quickly as possible.
Yeah, my wife and I, we like to go to a little place on Braselton Highway that's called Lynn's Bistro.
Yep.
And I always like to get the Hunan Triple, which is shrimp, beef, and chicken with a lot of vegetables and a thick dark sauce that's kind of sweet and a little salty, too.
Cool.
Great place. They've got a big window where they cook it in front of you, and a very family-oriented small place.
Yep. Okay.
Lynn's Bistro, L-I-N-S, L-I-N apostrophe S. I got it up at bitesinsites.net if anybody wants to.
Yeah, that's it.
Check it out.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Thanks so much. Let's go to Ralph and Marietta. Let's quickly get your recommendation.
Actually, it's a question.
Okay.
If you have suggestions for oysters on the half shell. I've really started enjoying that and looking for suggestions.
I mean, my favorite place to get oysters is in downtown Decatur. It's called the Kimball House, K-I-M-B-A-L-L. Is it two L's? It is an old train depot, K-I-M-B-A-L-L House. To me, that is my favorite. And then they have another place that just opened in Krog Street Market called Watchman's Seafood and Spirits. I'll put up at my website, Eater Atlanta does a great job. They have a great list of oyster happy hours around town where you can get great deals on oysters. It is a month with the letter R, so it's a great oyster month. So go to bitesandsites.net, and then I've got a link up to oyster happy hours that Eater Atlanta put together.
Great. Thank you, guys.
You
All
got
right,
it.
Thanks, Ralph. Okay, we had a guy that tweeted me about Polish food and pierogies.
Pierogies. Oh, those are so good. And they're so hard to find. I've been looking pretty much the whole show. Brick Store Pub, again, downtown Decatur. Great place for cocktails, but pierogies is actually on their menu. Pierogies Primavera.
All right. David Danzig, thanks for joining me
so
in the studio.
Fun.
I know.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, you can hear him every week on bitesandsites.net. Hear him every week breaking shoes on my show. UGA basketball is next. Stay tuned.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.